I saw it's West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. What I saw is West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. Just a reminder, that's our theme song provided by Lobo Loco called All Right in Louisiana. All right, all right, all right. We're here with another episode of the Rusty Shackelford Show. We are joined by Mr. Alvin Chorizo, football analyst. Say hey, Alvin.
Hey, Alvin.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go through week 3 of college football picks, try to get these published by Friday morning. Maybe we'll have it late Thursday night. So we are going to discuss some top 25 games. Always pick South Carolina, Clemson, and Alabama. Always trying to keep up with those teams and some of the teams that they play. So we'll go ahead and start with them. I just want to go with you on Alvin's experience. He has been analyzing football for about 37 years now. 37 years. I think he come out of the womb analyzing football. He is a Alabama fan. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. I kind of see this guy as not, you know, you got your Alabama fans and you got your bandwagon Alabama fans, and this guy, he has ties to Alabama. His family has ties to Alabama, so he's always supported that school. So I applaud him for what he does and supporting the school. He goes, been to a couple of the A-Days down in Alabama, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And some of the players has kind of been pretty welcoming to you, so that I could see why you would be a fan. Cool story from any Alabama A-Days?
We went a couple of years ago. I guess it was 2 years ago. My son, Alvin Jr., who's 12.
Yeah.
At the time, he was about 10. And, you know, they had all the stars on the sidelines. And they were doing their regular shuffle and doing their practices and deals and stuff like that. Well, apparently they had a group of recruits that were coming in and that were touring the stadium and all parts of the stadium. Well, at the bottom of the stadium, on the home side, we kind of made our way because there was some players that are now in the NFL that had came back to watch the A-Day, was signing footballs and other memorabilia for other folks. Well, they had groups that they were during timeouts and such, they were taking groups and taking them on the field and actually getting the pictures on the field. So there was a security guard standing there, and I looked up, and they were just kind of shuffling people into this line. So I just said, let's get in line. So we got in line with one of my nephews. So me and Alvin Jr. and my nephew walked out on the field and took a picture on the field.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so they...
And they ushered us out there. She took a picture. She took a picture on my phone, and... We were on the field during A-Day practice.
Well, that's pretty cool, especially you and Alvin Jr. being big Alabama fans. What in the world's going on?
I don't know.
All right, here we go to football picks. All right, so Alvin, you've agreed that this is going to be off the cuff with you, right?
Off the cuff, I hadn't really looked. I mean, I know some of the big games going on this weekend, but as far as the Division II schedules and the D2 schools and, you know, in the other conferences, I'm not really abreast of what their team schedule looks like.
I'm surprised you hadn't really deviled into the powerhouse ACC conference to see who they got going on.
Well, you know... All right, let's go ahead and pick.
All right, so starting off with the Powerhouse ACC Conference, We have a conference game. UNC Wake Forest. I'm going to pick first, and I'll allow the guests to take second pick if that sounds like a good format with you.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go first. I'm going to go Mac Brown is back in North Carolina, and I'm gonna pick UNC over Wake Forest.
You know, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. I think Mac Brown is I think he's got a spark in him after that opener to the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
And it's not that UNC looked great. I mean, I think they looked like a year of rebuilding.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna have to go with you. I think UNC is gonna take that one.
All right, so also night game, Kansas and Boston College.
I'm going to pull – go ahead. Sorry.
You can go first if you want, Alvin.
Well, this one, I'm going to go Boston College. I think Boston College has a pretty good shot at that one.
Okay, I'm gonna go Kansas just because I like to see Kansas whoop up on them.
Interesting pick.
Washington State and Houston and Washington State. Washington State making an appearance in the top 25 at number 20.
Who's your pick?
I think I'm going to go Houston.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. Who did Houston play the other week?
I can't remember, but the reason why I'm going Houston, there really ain't no method to it, except for the fact I just don't think – I see Washington State up there at number 20, and, I mean, it's only week three. Those rankings mean nothing to me.
Right.
And
I
Houston
agree.
Has performed in the past on the big stage, making a couple appearances in big bowls, you know, because they've had some good years.
Houston's a sleeper team.
Yeah,
I think Houston has and I kind of relate Houston to how TCU was a couple years ago. You know, TCU came out of nowhere, and it's like, you know, they had a decent game here and there, and then like you said, they had a big stage game, and they
the Horned Frogs.
I think I'm gonna pick Houston on this game.
Arkansas State and Big Georgia. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna pick Georgia, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Georgia struggles to cover this Saturday.
I don't know that they're gonna struggle. I think it will be a maybe decent game at first, but I think Georgia will blow them out second half.
Okay.
I think Georgia has the depth to blow them out second.
Okay. Jake Fromm, is he still down there?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's down.
Okay.
I think he's a 12th year senior.
Okay. Ohio State and Indiana. I think this is going to be a close one. I really do. I think this is going to be a close one. I think Ohio State wins, but I think they struggle against Indiana.
I think it'll be a struggle win too. I think Ohio State will win, although it pains me to say Ohio State's going to win at anything, but I think it'll be a struggle win. I don't think it'll be a blowout.
All right. Maryland and Temple. The only reason we even kept this game is out of request from Alvin that Maryland plays Clemson.
I got to go Maryland.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I think it is. All right, probably the one that will be the most exciting for me to watch is, which I won't be able to watch because I'll be working, but is Alabama at South Carolina. The Crimson Tide comes to Columbia for the first time since 2010. Heavily favored Alabama. Usually heavily favored against most everybody. But heavily favored away. But there has been some commentators that have weighed in and says that South Carolina looks like a different team with this Hilinski kid. I do agree that they look like a different team, but I don't know that matters. when you look at the talent with the Crimson Tide. So what do you think? Because I remember you telling me when they played last time, you had a feeling that it just wasn't going to be a good game.
I can tell you this. When they played last time at Williams-Brice, they played that game. You go into that game, you know, and I mean, we were obviously favored. We were high ranked. And I just, second quarter, I just had this gut-wrenching feeling that we were going to lose that game. I don't know what it was. I don't know. It was one of those feelings. And it wasn't necessarily sloppy play as it was momentum.
So when Nick Saban speaks, I think all of college football listens, he has commented on Hilinski
twice.
And the wide receivers.
He's commented twice on that boy.
And the wide receivers. He says, but I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, Alvin, I'm a South Carolina fan. You know, I like football. You know, I'm realistic though. I'm a South Carolina fan, but I just don't think South Carolina has what it takes to beat the Tide in Columbia this Saturday.
The South Carolina team that played against North Carolina the first week, I would agree 100%. The South Carolina team that played last week, I know that they played as folks call it, a cupcake team. But I'm telling you, they seem to have a spark last week that I don't think needs to be discounted.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it, too. And I mean, I'm gonna pick Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's not going to be a blowout, and I don't think – you know, unless something drastically changes, I don't think it's going to be such a blowout, and I don't think it's going to be such a, you know, I hope it's going to be an interesting game.
Well, business is business, and for at the sake of trying to maintain a good record of picking college football games, I'm going to pick Alabama as well. Alabama in a close one at Williams-Brice.
I agree with that.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back with the second round of picks on Thursday night. It is 9/12/2019. We're on the way to a football game right now.
Let's pick that game right now.
All right, let's go ahead. We have Liberty Middle School and Pickens Middle School on the docket, right?
That's right.
On the docket.
That's right.
All right, so
Alvin is number nine. Alvin Jr.
Alvin Jr. is number nine. He always beside that 11 boy, so he's already got 9-11 together. So I'm a little bit new to middle school football. I didn't know that was a thing. And
it was C team when we played.
Okay. I remember that.
C team when we was in school.
I remember that. Okay, so I've seen two middle school games.
Well, this is the, you know, we went to that scrimmage they had.
Yeah.
And then we went to that jamboree. So this is technically the first full game they're going to be playing.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you from what I've learned just by watching is the number 12, this kid is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He's fast. He's an athlete. It does not seem that Liberty's quarterback has been able to get comfortable and has had the calls to make the throws that I think that he's probably able to. I think his coaches have been a little bit more, not conservative, but I think they focused on the run a little bit better. They probably practiced that a lot. Would you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
But I will say this, that boy has an arm.
Okay, so he's got it.
I've seen
Coach it. Just ain't pushed
right.
it yet. And maybe he ain't pushed it because it's the first real game.
Right. And
which is smart.
And let me tell you something about these coaches for this middle school team. I've seen a lot of ball played over the years. I played ball in elementary school and up in a junior high and, you know, been around football a good bit. These kids on this team, if nothing else, have been coached. And these coaches aren't about you know, these coaches want these kids to not only have fun but learn fundamentals, and it's not just win, cramming down your throat. These guys are good guys too, and they really want the best for these kids, and that's kind of hard, you know, in a position sometimes as a coach for a school, middle school or high school. I think, you know, they're seeing past the win, and of course they want to win, but building fundamentals, especially at this age, is important. And these coaches are making these kids responsible, and responsible for their actions, and responsible for what they, you know, what they do on and off the field.
Well, nicely said. Hey, I have some insight to this team that they're playing. They was at the Jamboree.
Yeah.
I watched them at the Jamboree. I'm going Raiders by 90.
That's probably I would agree with you there. I think it's going to be
I don't think it's going to be close.
I don't think it's going to be close either.
So I'm going Raiders by 90. So good luck, Alvin Jr. Can't wait to see you on the sideline. USC and BYU. I'm going BYU.
I'm going BYU.
Iowa State rivalry game already?
I don't know that they're so much in a rivalry as they are
just in-state school?
In-state school.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go Hawkeyes, Iowa.
That sounds good.
Kent State and Auburn. I'm going to go Kent State.
I'm going to go Kent State.
Yeah, I knew you were. Last time there was a guy directing us. He just got confused. Florida and Kentucky, probably one of the another ones that I've been wanting to hear about. Florida and Kentucky. I just don't think Kentucky's got it this year.
I don't think Kentucky's got it either.
I don't think they got it this year. I think last year, you know, they had some things squared away. They had what was that guy that run the Wildcat all the time? Didn't they have him? Didn't he go on to graduate or something?
He did. I don't know the draft. I think he entered the draft.
Clemson, Syracuse. Interesting.
You know, I'm gonna go Clemson.
You know, Dabo's got this one. He's Dabo is, I think, more nervous about this game than just about anyone he plays, because Syracuse plays them so close.
Yeah, Syracuse. That was a. Well, I'm gonna go Syracuse. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go Clemson. I'll go Clemson.
I am going to go Clemson, but I am going to say close, if not overtime. You know we're in the dome here, right? With Clemson and Syracuse. We're at New York.
Oh, I did not.
Yes. And Dabo keeps talking about how... All right, let's go last one, because I want to put it there because I think it's probably one dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma and UCLA. I'm going to tell you right now, before you even say it, Oklahoma huge against UCLA. Jalen Hurts, another big game.
I think that after watching Jalen Hurts play the first two games, obviously at Oklahoma, he looks like a different player than even he did at Alabama. He's more composed. He's more. He seems more tight with his passes, where he was a little sloppy. I always equated him as being a running back that could decently throw, but I think that he's tightened it up. He's been so accurate. I'm telling you, that's the team I'm scared of this year.
Yeah. After I watching talked that about first, them on another episode.
After that first game of watching them, they. Oklahoma scares me, and Oklahoma ought to scare everybody this year.
I think you're right.
I think Oklahoma has the depth, and I think they have the, talent.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So I go Oklahoma all the way. You know, I'm gonna go out. And I'm gonna say Oklahoma will be top four.
I'm gonna go out and say Jalen Hurts wins Heisman.
That's a very good possibility.
Mr. Chorizo, we appreciate you coming on. Good luck to you, boy.
All righty.
We pray for his safety.
Go Falcons.
All right, we're back after the game. On the way home with Alvin Chirizio. Well, I can't say that I've ever been any good at predicting the future, but
we did look
pretty good today. So I think final score 36 to they finally let them boys score, didn't they?
Last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, they finally let them boys score. 36-8. That was it?
Yeah, Liberty Falcons took them 36-8.
Liberty Falcons. I may have called them the Raiders earlier in the show. I'm sorry if I did.
He played for the Liberty Raiders when he was at rec ball.
So that was what it was. So, but just like I was saying, and Alvin was saying, number 12, man, that kid's good.
You know who else played a solid game? Is that number one?
Number one, yeah.
I gotta find out who from Alvin Jr. what that little young.
Yeah, a little defensive back. He's a little bitty guy, but he played that tall receiver like he knew what he was doing. Is that where you get on the Swamp Rabbit Trail or whatever? Yeah, Gray Fox?
Gray Fox Trail is right here.
Okay. So real proud of them boys, Alvin Jr. Got some snaps, got some reps. I was glad to see him out there. And another thing, he protected his side.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he protected his side. That guy was scared, I think, to run on number 9's side. So he picked, obviously, the right side. And, of course, he got a touchdown out of it. But Alvin Jr. was over on the other side protecting his side. So he had it squared away. You agree, Pops?
I agree. And I'm going to tell you, that Liberty team is I'm going to tell you, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in this middle school league because they were on their game tonight. They were on their game. They had a couple of miscues. I think they had a couple of misreads, and they fumbling the ball a little bit. But, first game jitters, we'll call that the first game.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. They're outweighted. The Pickens was way bigger than them.
They were. Their size.
They're way bigger than them. I mean, and – but I mean, like what you alluded to earlier, that coach, he has coached those guys up. So real proud of them guys. But listen to the picks, see how they compare to actually what happens. We will try to come back with our record. We'll tally it up come Sunday morning, tally it up, come back and have Alvin back on, and we'll figure out how good we're doing at this mess, because nobody knows football better than, well, a lot of people.
A lot of people know. A lot more better than me.
Yeah. Well, y'all have a good night. We love you. Bye.
See you.
Tell them bye, Alvin.
Bye, Alvin.